All right, Shavuot said good morning. So good morning. So today's daf is daf Yotess. We left off actually second line on Yotess and Dalav Tana Rabbanon. So we learned that our guys are Klishnit Mame Erev Yom Tov in Matbilin Oso Ben Ashmashos. So now the Gemara teaches that if you have a Kli that became Tomei and Erev Yom Tov, you may not go ahead and toll it Ben Ashmashos. So Ben Ashmashos, of course, refers to the twilight period after Shkiyas Achama, after sunset, but prior to Tzeis HaKochavim, prior to nightfall. So if a kli became tamei erev yom tov, you can't be tovlet ben hashmashos. Why not? We'll see. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, af bechol in matbilin oso, mipnei shetzarech harev shem. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi. In matbilin oso ben hashmashos, mipnei shu safek laila v'nimtza matbil yom tov. So we'll say, the concern over here of Ben Ashmashos, of Erev Yom Tov, is that Ben Ashmashos may in fact be nightfall already. Remember, the whole idea of Ben Ashmashos is this ambiguity as to what time of day it actually is. So if you're Tovel a clear on Ben Ashmashos of Erev Yom Tov, that may be the equivalent of Toveling on Yom Tov. We already saw the four reasons yesterday that you can't be Tovel a Kli on Yom Tov itself. So if Shimon Shazuri comes along and says, it's not just true on Erev Yom Tov, you can't even be Tovel a Kli Ben Ashmashos either. Excuse me, Ben Ashmashos of a weekday either. Why not? So the Gemara says, Afbechol in matbilin oso mipnei shetzarech harev shemesh. Because Rabbi Sarev Shemesh Azuri seems to be saying that Lamaisa, what we're concerned about is the following. In order for a kli to become tahor, you need two things. It has needs immersion in a mikvah, and it needs harev shemesh. The sun has to go down. Meaning there has to be a day that elapses, not 24 hours. You could be told it an hour before Shkia, but the point is the sun has to go down. The concern is that perhaps the person is going to be tovelit ben ashmashos, and what's going to happen? Remember, there's a whole suffix as to what ben ashmashos is. Maybe ben ashmashos already is really light; it's already nighttime, and therefore it turns out that a person was tovel the kli at night, which is, again is not a problem, except that you really have to wait until sunset then of the next day in order to be able to use it. A person won't realize it; he'll think that again he fulfilled his obligation right now, and he'll begin to use the kli right now. So the Gemara says, "V'tanakamo lo bai harif shemesh." Is that to say that the Tanakamo does not require harif shemesh? Of course he does. Everybody requires harif shemesh. So meaning, why is the Tana Kama only concerned about this ben hashmashos on Yom Tov? He should be concerned about this ben hashmashos b'chol as well. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ashkechesinu, l'rabbanan debei Rav. I found the students in the yeshiva of Rav, the Yasei v'Kamri, that were sitting and said the following idea. B'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'asav kameflegi. That the machlokus in the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Shazuri is regarding whether or not we could see a person's true intentions through his actions. What does that mean? Vechidami, what's the case? Kegon denaket mana biyade virohit va'azlo ben ashmashos. So most of the machlokus is regarding the following case. I see someone holding a kli in his hand, which he's running to the mikvah with the kli, and he's running ben ashmashos. So the Gemara says, lat bule. And it's clear that the reason he's running with the kli is because he wants to tovel it in the mikvah. Marsover, one opinion holds, Haidikorohit va'azil meideyada debay harif shemesh. So one opinion holds, Rabbi said, that what? That Lamai said, the reason he's running is why? Because he knows that it requires, the kli requires harif shemesh, requires a sunset in order to be able to go, or I should say a nightfall, in order to go ahead and be able to use the kli. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, meideyada debay harif shemesh, v'hainu derohit, and that's why he's running. Kasavar lahaspik kodem yitzias hayom. So why is a person running? Because he wants to get in that tefillah before the day is over. However, again, once he sees that in fact he's going to be too late, then what happens? He'll tovel it. But what, Rabbi Osayim? He'll wait until the next day to use it. So meaning he's running now because he's trying to get in just under the clock. But Lamaisa, when he realizes that in fact he is too late, so he will go ahead and wait until the next day to be able to use the kli. Umar Sarah, in the other opinion, says, no, machmas malachto hu dekarait. Why is the guy running? The guy is not running to go ahead and get it there in under the clock. He's running because he needs the kli. He's got a lot of yontif cooking to do. He's got a lot of things he has to do. So he's running, but he may be totally unaware that what? That he requires harev shemesh. So that's the machlokes in the Tanakh of Shemesh Azuri. So again, The Rabbanon, apparently, Tanakama would say, we believe that he knows what he's doing, and the only reason he's running again is to get there in time for Harav Shemesh. When he realizes that he's missed the window for Harav Shemesh, he'll tovel the kli, because there's no problem toveling the kli at night. He'll just wait until the next day in order to be used it. Rav Shimon Shizuri says, no, we're concerned when we see this guy going in and running. When we see him running during Ben Hashmashos, that's what he's not even going to realize that there's this din of. He just needs to get a lot of work done. Because he needs to get a lot of work done, that's why Lamaisa he's running to get it done. And therefore, even though it's after Ben Hashmashos, he'll still tovel it. To which the Gemara says, Va'amina luhu ana. And I said, the truth is no, that's not the machlokes. Ki pligi, kigon de'itmi bepachos micha adasha. I think the machlokes is the following, where the kli became tamei rabosai through a sheretz, that's pachos micha adasha, that's less than the size of a lentil. Now rabosai, the halacha by a sheretz is that a sheretz will be metamei even pachos micha adasha, even the size less than a lentil. One of the interesting novelties of sheretz. Va'asa l'kamid rabbanon l'shayulei bepachos micha adasha. And this guy showing up in the Mace Magician, what is he coming to ask? He's asking a shayla about sheretz pachos micha adasha. Itmi ilo. So Bosai said, here's the following circumstance. The guy is showing up in the Mace Magician, and he's asking a shayla. What's the shayla? My kli became in contact with a sheretz less than the size of a adasha. And the shayla he's asking is my kli tame or not? So the Gemara says, mar sover, one opinion holds, midah lo gamir, ha'erev shemesh nami lo gamir. So we'll say one opinion holds, that for the fact that he does not know this law, that sheret is metamik pachos micha adasha, so the mepashtos, it means what? It means that he doesn't know the law of Harev Shemesh either. And therefore what? If we see him rushing, Ben Hashmashos, we do not let him tovel the kli. Why, Rabosai? Because we're concerned that because he's demonstrated ignorance in one area of the laws of Tumas Kalim, therefore that must mean that what? He's ignorant in all of the laws of Tumas Kalim, and therefore if we see him running Ben Hashmashos, we tell him stop. We tell him stop, because Lamaisa, we're concerned he's going to tovel them and use it immediately without waiting until Harav Shemesh of the next day. Umar Sarar, and we'll say that would be the opinion. That would be the opinion of Rav Shimon Shazuri. That's what Rav Shimon Shazuri says, that if we see a person going to be tovel his kalim by Ben Hashmashos, even during the week, we stop him. Because what's the case now? Again, it's a very specific case. The case under discussion is where the guy asked the Shaila about the fact that his kli came in contact with the sheretz, less than the size of Adasha, thereby demonstrating ignorance in the laws of Tum and Tara vis-a-vis Kalim. If we see that same guy rushing Ben Hashmashos, we stop him, because you assume that what? The same way he doesn't know the halacha regarding Tumas Sheretz Pachos Micha Adasha. He also doesn't know the halacha of Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Kalim, that they require Harav Shemesh, therefore we stop him. Umar Savra, on the other hand, Tanakama says, And the Tanakama on the other hand holds, both said, that's what? Ignorance in one detail regarding Tumas Kalim does not mean what? Ignorance in all details. So just because he's asking us about Tumas Sheretz Pachos Micha Adasha does not mean we still assume that he knows the halacha of Harav Shemesh. And therefore what? The only time we stop a person taking a kli to the mikvah Ben Hashmashos is when? Ben Hashmashos of Yomtiv. Because then there's the din of being Tovel Kalim on Yomtiv itself. But if we see him going Bechol, we don't stop him. We assume that he's going to realize when he gets to the mikvah that it's too late. He can still be Tovel the kli, but he's going to wait until the next day to be able to use it. Also, it's just an interesting machlokes in general, just about how you view ignorance. Just fascinating idea in general. Do you view partial ignorance as total ignorance? Or do we say, no, it's quite possible for a person to be partially ignorant, but Lamaisa, partial ignorance does not translate into total ignorance.
I just view it as bliss.
I'm sorry?
I just view it as bliss.
View it as bliss. That's a third sheet. So the Gemara says, and you could go ahead, remember the Mishnah said, you can be tovel your kalim on yomtiv from one purpose to another. Gav legav means one purpose to the other. So what does that mean? Tanra banan, keitzan migav legav. What does it mean from one purpose to another? Oh, it means like this. Harotza lasos gito agav kado, the kado agav gito osa. And we'll say, what's the case? So the halacha is like this. If you tovel the kli, let's say you wanna crush your grapes, you wanna make wine, but of course you wanna make wine in a state of ritual purity. So you tovel your kli already in order to make wine. All right, so we'll say, so now let's say I tovel the kli in order to make wine and I have a change of heart. Instead, I'm not gonna make wine. Instead, I wanna use this kli to be able to press olives. I wanna press olive oil into it. So we'll say, lemaisa, when you tovel the kli to use it in a state of ritual purity, you do not have to have intent as to why you're using it. So it doesn't really make a difference if I'm using it for grapes, I'm using it for olives. But let's say, again, I want to add an extra level of chumra over here. And I like to be tovel my kelim again, for a specific purpose. So the Mishnah says, you could do that kind of tvila on Yom Tov. So again, Rabbi Osai, I tovel the kli on Erev Yom Tov, let's say, to use for grapes. And now I want to go ahead and use it for olives on Yom Tov. I can go ahead and tovel that kli to be used for olives. Why? Because such a tefillah effectively is meaningless, is halachically meaningless. So what the Mishnah essentially is saying is, you know, if you wanna be told with the kli because it makes you feel better, now that you're repurposing it, you're redesignating it, that's fine. Why? Because effectively that tefillah is doing absolutely nothing. The kli was tahar before, the kli is tahar afterwards, the kli is no more tahar before, no. So effectively what the Mishnah is saying is, if you want to repurpose the kli and tovel it for that purpose and not effectively do anything, that's permitted. Remember, the Mishnah also said that you could be tovel the kli from one chabura to another chabura. What does that mean? So we'll say, it's talking about Karban Pesach. If by Karban Pesach you had, look at Rashi, bechabura zu, al pischo, v'haya tamei, O Kalov Tmein, the Tavel Ledaskin. So we'll say, listen to this. So now let's say Erev Pesach, I have in mind to eat with Chabura A. Chabura A. Now remember, again, we learned in Pesachim, you could switch your Chabura affiliations until when? Until the time of the Shechita. So let's say, again, I had Kalim that I was going to use to Karban Pesach. Let's keep it easy. It's the morning of Erev Pesach. I had Kalim I wanted to use. The Kalim were Tmein. I was Tovel the Kalim. So now what happens? I had Erev Shemesh. So we'll say, again, actually, let's go through the timeline differently. I was going to eat with Chabura A. And when I tovel the kelim, I tovel it with the intention to eat with Chabura A. Then it turns out a couple of hours later, I decided I'm switching to Chabura B, prior to Shechita. So at the time of the Shechita, it's decided that what? That I'm going to go and eat with Chabura B. So I realize, oh, but I only tovel my kelim with the intention of eating with Chabura A. Now on Yom Tov comes, I want to retovel my kelim for the purpose of eating with Chabura B. I can do that. Why? Same idea as before, because such a tevila is meaningless. Because Rabbi said you need not tovel your kelim with specific intent for a particular chabura. All you need is your kelim to be tar. So what the Mishnah is saying is this case of gav l'gav chabura l'chabura. Someone essentially wants to be more machmir on himself to do a new what we'll call repurposing tevila. So the Mishnah therefore tells me that what I am permitted to do so. Why? Because l'maisa again, such a tevila really doesn't accomplish anything. Okay, says the Mishnah. Beshama said, we're going to get into an interesting sugya regarding karbanos. So Beshama said the following. Mevi'in shlamim ve'in somchin aleim. You can bring shlamim, Rabbi Osai, and remember, we're going to be talking about two different types of karbanos. Beshama said, you can bring shlamim. Now remember, what's a shlamim? Shlamim is a karban that has a portion burned on the Mizbeach, a portion burned, given to the Kohanim, and a portion given to even consumed by the owners. So Beshama said, you could bring shlamim on Yom Tov. However, Ve'in somchin aleihen, but you may not go ahead and do smicha. But we'll say smicha refers to the act of leaning on the animal. However, Beis Shammai says avalo olos, but you may not bring olos. You may not bring an ola. An ola is an animal totally consumed on the mizbeach. Look at Rashi, Ve'in shlamim biyom tov, lefi shehein ba'yishyesh banachilas adam. So Beis Shammai says you can bring a shlamim on Yom Tov, Rabbosai, because a shlamim has achilas adam. There's a part of it that I eat. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it serves a Yom Tov purpose. However, look, read on in Rashi, you may not lean on the animal, Rashi says, Shasmicha asura mishum shvus. You may not lean on an animal on Yom Tov, mishum shvus. Mishum shvus means what Rabbi Osai? Midirabanon. Why not? Shebechol kocho hayasomech vahavilek mishtamesh beba'ali chayim. Utnan in rochun agai behim. Because Rabbi Osai, when you did smicha, you rested all of your weight on the animal. You placed your hands and you leaned on the animal. That rabbinically was considered like what? Usage of the animal. And midrabanan, you're not permitted to go ahead and get any form of usage from an animal. Midda oraisa, you can't work your animal. Midrabanan, you cannot go ahead and use your animal for any purpose. You can't hishtabshus. You can't use it. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, you can bring shlamim because the ma'aser shlamim have a tzarech yom tov because shlamim give you meat. You can't do smicha because smicha leaning on the animal is hishtabshus usage of the animal. Furthermore, avalo olos, Rashi says, you may not bring an ola. Why not? Rashi says, imavin olos chutz mitmidin umusav and shein karben tzibur zman kavua ava olas yochid lo yavi. Beis Shammai says you can bring shlamim. Why? Because you get meat out of it. You can't do smicha because that's considered to be usage of the animal. And also, Beis Shammai clearly holds that smicha is not ma'akev. Smicha ina ma'akeves. Smicha is not an integral part of the carbon. Meaning, it's integral, but if you left it out, it doesn't compromise the carbon. And you can't bring an ola. This is talking about non-communal olos. You can't bring individual olos because, again, on both sides, an individual ola effectively has no yomtiv purpose. Ubeisilon, beisilon say, no. Mevi'in shlamim, va'olos, v'sam chenal hein. So on both sides, beisilon argues, and in two of the three, he agrees with Beis Shammai that you can bring shlamim. But not only that, you can also bring olos, and according to beisilon, you are permitted to go ahead and do smicha on everything. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Machlokes b'shalmei chagiga lusmoch v'olas ri'a likarei. So Ula says the fundamental machlokes is regarding Rabosai shalmei chagiga. Rabosai shalmei chagiga were shlamim offerings that you would bring on the regalim for the purpose of having meat. There's a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. We have simcha through meat. So you would bring a shlamim offering that would give you yomtiv meat. So the machlokes, so Ula says machlokes b'shalmei chagiga, both agree that what? That you can offer the shalmei chagiga. What do they disagree about? Beis Shammai says you may not do smicha. Beis Hillel says you may do smicha. Machlokes number two is olas ri'ya likarev. I both said there's something called an olas ri'ya. Whenever you come to the Beis HaMikdash on one of the regalim, you brought a special ola called an olas ri'ya. Beis Shammai says you may not offer that on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel says you may. The Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai hold, the chagosem oso chag laHashem. You shall celebrate it as a chag laHashem. Chagiga in, what do we learn from here? Shalmei chagiga, you could bring on Yom Tov. Olas ri'ya lo, but you may not bring in olas ri'ya. Now we'll say, now remember, according to Beis Shammai, when do you bring the olas ri'ya? Either when, either Erev Yom Tov, or leaving aside Chol HaMoed right now, even before, we'll get to Chol HaMoed in just a little bit, you have Yemei Tashlumin after Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, there's a period of time where you're permitted to bring any kind of makeup carbonos that you may have missed. So according to Beis Shammai, either do it before or do it after. Beis Hillel, say LaHashem. The pasuk says LaHashem v'chagosim also chag LaHashem. Kol de LaHashem. According to Beis Hillel, you could bring any carbonos that are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both shlamim as well as what? As well as olos. However, aval nedarim unedavos divrei hakol in kreivim b'Yom Tov. But both Beis Shammai and Hillel agree that what Rabbi say, you may not offer nedarim and nedavos. Nedarim and nedavos are what? Voluntary offerings. Why? Because both Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that what? The only license for karbonos on Yom Tov are karbonos that are part, are tzorech hachag, are part of the Yom Tov. But karbonos that have nothing to do with the Yom Tov, like nedarim and nedavos, you may not offer on Yom Tov. Rav Avad Bar Ava said, "Unedarim nedavos in craving biyomtiv." Rav Avad Bar Ava said, "Nedarim nedavos may not be offered on yomtiv." I, the Gemara in Meis, raise a kasha. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the following: Lo nechloku b'shamay u'beisilel al ola she'ino shal yomtiv she'ino craving biyomtiv. B'shamayisilel don't disagree. They agree that a ola that has nothing to do on yomtiv may not be brought on yomtiv. So we'll say, let's say again, I pledged an ola, so both Beis Shammai and Hillel will agree that may not be offered on Yom Tov. Va'ashlamim shein shal Yom Tov shekrevim Yom Tov, and they also agree that what, that shlamim can be offered on Yom Tov. Aman nechleku. So what do they disagree about? Al ola shehi shal Yom Tov, va'ashlamim sheinam shal Yom Tov. I will say, what do they disagree? They disagree about the ola sriya, right? An ola that the ola of Yom Tov and shlamim. And shlamim, they are not necessarily shalmei chagiga, but stam shlamim that perhaps you may have pledged. Shebe shamai omrim. Excuse me. On shlam shenim shal yontav. Shebe shamim be shamai say Lo yavi, Bisham, I say you may not bring either of these things. So you can't bring the Ola again because the Maisa, because according to Hashem, you can't bring an Ola. And you can't bring the Shlamim She'enam Shal Yontav because they're not part of the Chadosim Oso Chag Lashem. Ubeisilo and Beisilo say, Yavi, Beisilo say, you may bring them. So the Gemara says, Taritz Emachla. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Beisilo holds that you can even bring Shlamim She'enam Shal Yontav. Which would seem to mean what Rabbi say, that according to Beis Hillel, if you pledged a shlamim offering, that you'd be permitted to go ahead and bring that on Yom Tov. Taritz ve'ima hachi amar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So the Gemara says, no. You have to reinterpret the statement. What does Rabbi Shimon Elazar actually say? Lo nechleku b'shem Beis Hillel al ola u'shlamim she'enam shal Yom Tov she'enam kraven. This is what Rabbi Shimon Elazar actually said. B'shem Beis Hillel both agree that what Rabbi say. That you may not bring an Ola and a Shlamim that have nothing to do with Yom Tov. So you may not bring non-Yom Tov Ola and Shlamim. Va'ashlamim shein shal Yom Tov shekreven. What do they agree about? They agree that you may bring a Shlamim that is related to Yom Tov. However, aman nechalku, what do they disagree about? Al Ola shehi shal Yom Tov. They disagree about say in the Ola's Re'iyah case. In Ola that is related to Yom Tov. Shebeshame omrim lo yavi, beshame say you may not bring it, or beisilo omrim yavi, beisilo say you may bring it. Rav Yosef, from Rav Yosef says, Tanai shakalta me'almo. Rav Yosef says, have you removed all the Tanai from the world? Meaning you're making it sound like only case that beshame says Hillel disagree about is the case of Olasri. Yeah? It's not true. There's a fundamental machlokis Tanai in general about this issue. Tigimar says, Disanya. If Rabbi said, I think I was going to quote this verse, that we're going to spend a little bit of time investigating. Disanya, Shlamim haba'im machmas Yom Tov b'Yom Tov. Shlamim that come as a result of Yom Tov. Rabbi say, so again, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Re'iya. So Shlamim that are brought as a result of the Yom Tov can be offered on Yom Tov. Haba'im machmas Yom Tov b'Yom Tov. Be'shamay omen, be'shamay say, Somech aleim me'erev Yom Tov. V'shochton b'yom tov. Rabbi said, B'shamai agrees that you may offer on Yom Tov. What do they disagree about? Or I say, what? Excuse me. Before we get to disagree about, they say you have to do smicha on erev Yom Tov. So the shechita of Shalmei Yom Tov can take place on Yom Tov. The shechita can take place on Yom Tov, but the smicha has to take place on erev Yom Tov. U'beisilo and beisilo say somich aleim b'yom tov. Beisilo says no. You could do smicha on Yom Tov and Shochtan b'yom tov. So, also according to Beisilo, you may do smicha and shchita on Yom Tov. On the base, aval medarim u'nedavos divrei hakol ein kraven b'yom tov. However, again, when it comes to medarim u'nedavos, then what? Everyone agrees they may not be offered on Yom Tov. Even what Rabbi say, even shlamim, even shami medarim u'nedavos. See, even again a karban where you're going to have some meat, Beis Hillel's license to shecht karbanos on Yom Tov, and to do smicha for karbanos on Yom Tov is only on what? Yeah. On Yom Tov related karbanos. Habahani tanoi, kihani tanoi. And these tanoim, see like these tanoim, disanya. Ein mevi'in toda b'chagamatza. So I'll say you may not bring a karban toda on Pesach. Why? Mipnei chametz sheba. Because I'll say again, remember, the carbon toda has lachmei toda, and some of the lachmei toda, some of the toda loaves, are chametz. Therefore, you may not bring it on Pesach. Mipnei chametz sheba. Furthermore, v'lo ba'atzeres mipnei shu yamtiv. Furthermore, you may not bring a carbon toda on Shavuos because it's a yamtiv. Now, we'll discuss exactly what this is, but quickly, Rashi says v'toda nedarim unadavosi. Abosai carbon toda, the Gemara's understanding of now, falls under the umbrella of Nedarim Unedavos. It's a voluntary offering. Voluntary offering, a gift offering. Bebeshu Yom Tov. Aval, mevi Adam toda sabichaga sukkus. But Abosai, what can you do? You can bring your carbon toda on the Yom Tov of sukkus. Rabbi Shimon says, Harabosai, the Gemara's going to go back, and the Gemara's going to go back and analyze this entire brace in just a bit. So Shimon Omer, Harihu Omer b'chaga matzos b'chaga shavuos b'chaga sukkos. But the pasuk says on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkos. So what do we learn from here? This is Rav Shimon's opinion. Kol sheba b'chaga matzos b'chaga shavuos u b'chaga sukkos. Rabbi say anything that can be brought on Pesach can be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. The chol shelo ba b'chag ha-matzos, but anything that can't be offered on Pesach, then what? Eino ba b'chag ha-Shavuos b'chag ha-Sukkos. From both sides, what the Rav Shimon seems to be arguing is on what? Is on the Karban Todah. Because remember, again, the previous opinion said you can't bring the Todah on Pesach because it's Chametz, but you can bring it when? You can't bring it on Shavuos because it's Yom Tov, but you can't bring it on Sukkos. Rav Shimon comes along and says, no. Whatever can be brought on Pesach can be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos, and whatever can't be brought on Pesach can't be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar is all part of the same brisa. We're going to analyze the brisa in just a little bit. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, Mevi Adam Todasa b'chag ha-Sukkos, v'yotzei ba yedei chavasa mishum simcha, v'ein yotzei ba mishum chagiga. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, a person could bring his karban todah on Sukkos, and not only that, he could fulfill his obligation of simcha. The Rebbe said the obligation of simcha is v'sarachta b'chagecha, to eat meat. You can fulfill your obligation of simcha, but you don't fulfill your obligation for bringing a karban chagiga. Okay, so Amar Mar. So Rebbe said, now we're going to analyze this price. Ein mevi'in todah b'chag ha-matzos mechametz sheba. You may not bring the karban todah on Pesach because part of the loaves are chametz, pshita. Rabbi said, that's obvious. No. Amar Rav Ad, Rabbi said, obviously, I don't need a braisa to teach me that I can't bring a chametz to the karban on Pesach. That's obvious. Now here's the chiddush. Amar Rav Ad, Rabbi Yitzchak, for Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, hacha ba'arba asar askin. No. When the braisa says, Rabbi, that you may not bring a karban todah on Pesach, you know what it's actually referring to? It's not referring to Pesach itself. That's obvious. What is it referring to? Erev Pesach. V'kasavar and Tanakhama holds, Ein mevin kachim lebeis habsul. That's Rabbi say what? You may not offer karbanos in a way that will accelerate the psul process. Now look at Rashi. What does that mean? Lebeis habsul. Shememayit zman achilasan. She'eno yachol le'echol chametz ela ad arba shos. Umitoch kach chametz sheba. But you know, Rabbi said the halach is like this. Normally for a karban todah, You have a day and a night to be able to go ahead and offer it. So we'll say, what happens if you offer a karban todah on Erev Pesach? You'll only have until when? Through the fourth hour. At the end of the fourth hour, again, chametz becomes aser v'achila. So therefore, what the Brice is saying is like this. You may not go ahead and offer a karban todah on Erev Pesach. Why? Because Rabbi say you are lessening the window of consumption. Because normally you have a day and a night. Here you're only going to have a couple of hours. Therefore, the chiddush of the brayis is not Rabbos that you can't offer up a karban todah on Pesach. That's obvious. It's chametz. The chiddush is you may not offer it on erev Pesach. Rabbos say this is halacha lemaisa for us. Why? This is why in erev Pesach we do not say mizmor l'soda. Right? Mizmor l'soda again is a section corresponding to karban todah. We don't say that on erev Pesach again because there were no karban todahs offered up on erev Pesach. Next part of the brisa, so the Gemara says, "V'lo ba'atzaris ebneishi yomtiv," and you can't go ahead and offer up. You can't offer up a karban todah on Shavuos. Why? Because it's yomtiv. Kasavar nedarim unedavos ain't craven beyomtiv. Why? Because Rabbah said we hold that you may not go ahead and offer up nedarim and nedavos yomtiv. So it's very interesting. So apparently, karban todah has the status of a neder or a nedava. Therefore, lemaisa, you can't offer it on Pesach and not even on Pesach because of chametz. You can't offer it up on Shavuos because we don't offer up nedarim and nedavos on Yom Tov. Maybe adam todasa b'chag ha-Sukkos. But yet, what did the brisa say? But you may offer your karban todah on Sukkos. Someone says, but why? Amos, ilema b'yom tov atzmo. If you want to tell me that it means you could offer it up on Sukkos itself, that can't be. V'ha amrit v'lo ba'zer s'neishu Yom Tov. Well, say, what do we just say? We just said you can't offer it up on Shavuos. Why? Because it's Yom Tov. You can't offer up the Darim Davos on Yom Tov. If that's the case, you can't offer it up on Sukkos either. Ella, like David said before, the Cholol Shamoid. Oh, what are we talking about over here? Chalamoid. So we'll say on Chalamoid, you can go ahead and offer up a Karban Todah. Now, obviously, again, it's not talking about Pesach because Pesach is Chametz. It's not talking about Shavuos. Why? There's no Chalamoid on Shavuos. So I must be talking about the idea that you can offer it up on Chalamoid Sukkos.
What about
Erev?
Erev Yom Tov Sukkos.
I'm sorry?
Erev Yom Tov Sukkos, you offer it.
That's not a Chiddush. Correct. So that's obvious. that you could, the chiddush over here is that you could even offer it up on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Because again, remember what the Gemara is saying is that the Isser to bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov only applies on what? On Yom Tov proper. But that Isser does not apply on Chol HaMoed. Rav Shimon says, Hari Omer Bechag HaMatos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos. Remember, Rav Shimon came along and then said, no, the Pasuk links Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos to teach you what? Kol Sheba Bechag HaMatos, Ba Bechag HaShavuos, or Bechag HaSukkos. V'chol Shelo Ba Bechag HaMatos, Ino Ba Bechag HaShavuos, or Bechag HaSukkos. And Rav Shimon comes along and says, but one second, the Torah links all three of these Yom Tovim, and Rav Shimon understands the linkage to mean what? Whatever can be offered up on Pesach, can be offered up on Shavuos, can be offered up on Sukkos, but if it can't be offered up on Pesach, then it can't be offered up on Shavuos and Sukkos. Shavuos, if that's the case, then what do you do over here? So the Gemara says, a mask of Rav Zera, Hashta, Rav Zera is the kasha. Shavuos, I be Pashtos, Rav Shimon is coming to argue. And Rav Shimon seems to be saying that what? That you can't offer up a carbon todah even on Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. So the Gemara says the following, Maskif Rav Zera, Rav Zera says that can't be. Hashta saluse misalsinon nedarim unedavos miboy. So Rabbi Zira says, I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. Rabbi says, saluse misalsinon. If you look at Rashi, means loktin eitzim basadam and amechuber v'cholos shamoid. Rabbi says, for example, if I need to fire up my oven on Chol HaMoed, I can do what? I can literally cut down wood. Rabbi says, so what Rabbi Zira is saying over here is the following. What Rabbi Zira is saying, if you could cut down wood on Chol HaMoed to fire up your stove, then of course what? Then of course you should be able to offer up Nedarim and Nedavos. Meaning, if on Chol HaMoed I can mamish do bona fide melacha, the Tzorech HaMoed, then why should I not be able to go ahead and offer up karbonos? Okay, so Enochinami. So what he's saying over here is trying to understand time of the Krah. He's saying, what would be the logic over there? The way to answer that is like this. You could very easily say that the Pasuk is teaching me about Yom Tov, not about Chol HaMoed. V'haraya, we already see that there's a strong distinction between what you could do on Yom Tov, what you could do on Chol HaMoed. The chiddush over here is that Rav Shimon is taking the Chag HaMatos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos and telling me it not only equates them as Yom Tov, but it equates the Chol HaMoed with Yom Tov as well. Rabbi Zera says, where do you get that from? We already see biblically that Chol HaMoed is not like the other days of Yom Tov. V'haraya, you could cut down wood if you need to for Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, so I should be able to offer up karbanos. Amar Abaye, no, you're right. Bakrava kuli amalo pligi d'shari. You're right. Meaning, in reality, everyone agrees that on Chol HaMoed you could go ahead and you could offer up the karbanos as well. So the Gemara says, ki pligi. So where does the machlokes come up? This is very interesting. We'll say, lemekim alei bebal tacher. We'll say there's a concept like this. The concept is that the Torah says that when you go ahead and you pledge to bring a karban, you may not go ahead and delay your fulfillment of your pledge. The fundamental machlokes is going to be, at what point are you in violation of Baal Ta'acher? Tanakama says, Shalosh regalim amurachmana, afilu shalosh kisijan. So we'll say Tanakama is of the opinion that when you make a pledge, you have three regalim to fulfill that pledge. Once three regalim elapse, even what Rabbi say? Even if they don't elapse in order. So for example, let's say I made my pledge right before Shavuos. So then according to Tanakhama, when do I violate Baal Ta'acher? Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. Even though what? That's not the biblical order of the Yomim Tovim. Rabbi Shimon says, Savar kisidran in, shelo kishit sidran lo. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon comes along and says that it has to be in order. The only time you violate Baal Ta'acher is when Rabbi Shimon says, when literally three Yamim Tovim in order go through. So what's interesting according to this is that according to Rabbi Shimon, you could actually have five regalim go by. So for example, Rabbi Osai, if I went ahead and I made my pledge for my karbon prior to bring my neder, prior to Shavuos, then according to Rabbi Shimon, the cycle actually doesn't start until when? Until the following Pesach, right? So I go through a Shavuos, I go through a Sukkos, those don't count. And then I go Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So according to Rav Shimon, you mamish need the right order. Rav Shimon, Savar Kisidran in, Shelo Kisidran, no. Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Mevi Adam Todasa Bechag HaSukkos. Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon says, you can bring your toda during Chag HaSukkos. Emas, when is that? Ilema b'cholo shalmoid. If you want to say that he's allowing you to bring it on cholamoid, haynu tanakama. That's what tanakama said as well. Ella b'yomtov. Rather, I must say that Rav Shimon Elazar is saying that what? Or excuse me, Rav Shimon is saying that you can even bring it on yomtov, and he holds the kasavar nedarim unedavos craving the yomtov, and he holds that what? That nedarim unedavos are offered on yomtov. Umayshna chagasukos denokit Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. So we'll say, and if that's the case, or denokit, I should say, if that's the case that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon allows for the offering of nedarim and nedavos on yomtov, why does he dafka phrase it by Sukkot? He should allow it again. And the only issue will be Pesach because of Chametz, but he should allow it on Shavuot as well. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Latamei, Desanya. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Lo Yomar Chagasukos, Sheba Kosov Medaber. Rabbi Elazar, the Pasuk didn't have to mention when it said B'chag HaMatzos, or B'chag HaShavuos, or B'chag HaSukkos, it didn't have to mention Sukkot. Why? Because the Pasuk itself is discussing the Tov of Sukkot. So the Gemara says, Lama Ne'emar, why does it mention Sukkot? Even though, again, the context is Sukkot. Lomar Sheze Acharon, to teach you that what? That L'mais, again, Sukkot is the last Yom Tov. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean, the last Yom Tov? Look at Rashi. Sheze Acharon, Divo'inon Kiseder. That in order to violate Baal Ta'acher, what do you need? You need to go through a Pesach Shavuos cycle. The Torah is telling you over here the exact order of Yom Tovim that you need to go through in order to violate Baal Ta'acher. Has to be Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, v'Chag HaSukkos. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lomar Shezeh v'Zeh Goreim. That Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, it teaches you that what? Lomar Shezeh Goreim. That Rabbi Elazar, interesting enough, Rabbi Elazar, this is fascinating. That Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, that the halacha is in order to violate Baal Ta'acher, all you need is what? All you need is a Sukkot. You actually don't need all three regalim. All you need is a Sukkot to elapse. So I'll say what this means is, if you made a neder to bring a carbon right before Sukkot, you actually have a very limited window in which to bring your carbon, only the Yom Tov of Sukkot. But Lamaisa, if you made it before Pesach, Ein Achinami, you would go through a Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. That's because he holds that the pasuk. Because since the pasuk is talking about Sukkot, and yet it said what? Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. The fact that it mentioned Chag HaSukkos another time will say that Sukkot is the Iker Yomtov for Baal Ta'achar. Whether you're going to go through all three, or they're going to just go through one, Sukkot is the Iker. Okay?
He's saying Sukkot only, he holds by both, by Atzeres also that you could bring, right? He's just mentioning
Sukkot. He's talking about Baal Ta'achar now. This last piece is talking about Baal Ta'achar. Right, meaning again, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, he paskins that you can bring the Dharma and the Davas on Yom Tov. And that's true on Sukkot also. And Shavuos. And Pesach. It's just Pesach as an issue of Toda because of Chametz. But other than the Dharma and the Davas, you could bring. The question is, why is he phrasing it by Sukkot? Another halacha of Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi says, you should know, halacha l'maisa, we paskin, first of all, like Beis Hillel in this type of situation, going back to the Mishnah, that you could bring Shlamim and you could bring Olos on Yom Tov, and we do Smicha. However, you can only bring Shlamim and Olos that are what? That are related to the Yom Tov. We paskin like Beis Hillel also that you may not bring Nedarim and Nedavos that are not Shaykh to Yom Tov on Yom Tov. So if you pledge Nedarim, well, obviously all Nedarim and Nedavos are not Shaykh to Yom Tov. If you pledge Nedarim and Nedavos, those may not be brought on Yom Tov itself. However, they may be brought on Cholamayid. But they may not be brought again on Yom Tov proper. Okay. And we also paskin, by the way, that in order to go ahead and in order to violate Baal Ta'acher, you need Shalosh Regalim, but it need not be Kisidron. It need not be in order. But you do get three regal minimum in order to be able to bring all of your karbanos. So again, number one, we pass like Beis Hillel. There is smichan karbanos on Yom Tov. We do bring shlamim and olos related to Yom Tov. That's one and two. One, we do smicha. Two, we bring shlamim and olos related to Yom Tov. Three, we do not bring the Dharma and the Davos on Yom Tov. Four, we may bring them on Chol HaMoed. Five, you get three regalim for Baal Ta'acher, but they need not be in order. Let's just finish a couple of more lines. The Gemara says, "V'yotzei ba mishum simcha, ve'inu yotzei ba mishum chagiga." So, if you remember again, the Braisa said, "Mevi adam todasa b'chag asukos, V'yotze ba yidei chavasa. This is Rabbi Elazar and Shimon says that you're going to bring your toda on Sukkis. Now again, Rabbi Elazar, remember, Rabbi Elazar and Shimon says you can manage bringing on Sukkis proper, because he holds that you can bring the Dharma Nedavos on Yom Tov itself. See, he holds you can bring it, you can bring your toda on Yom Tov, and you fulfill your obligation for Simcha. Simcha, Rabbi Elazar, just means to have meat, but you do not fulfill your obligation because of Shalmei Chagiga. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's obvious. Last three lines. Pshita, davar shebechovahu, v'chol davar shebechova, eino ba'elam inachun. Rabbi said, that's obvious. Obviously, you can't use your toda to fulfill your obligation for your shalmei simcha. Why? Or for your shalmei re'iya. Right? Why, Rabbi Osai? Because, right, is that what he was talking about over here? Shalmei chagiga? So obviously you can't use your toda to fulfill your obligation for chagiga. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because chagiga is a chova, is an obligatory carbon, and every obligatory carbon must come from chulin. What does that mean? You may not take an already pledged animal and use it to satisfy an existing obligation. So in other words, you can't take an animal that you already pledged as a neder or as a nedava, and use it to satisfy an obligatory obligation, right? Obligatory carbon. So meaning, I have an obligation to bring a chagiga. I can only fulfill that obligation with a carbon that's coming from chulin, meaning a carbon that's not pledged for anything else. V'chal davar shebechol v'ena ba'ela min ha'chulin. Lo tzricha af de'af agav de'parish. The Gemara says, oh, de'parish. This is interesting. Why? Because what are we talking about over here? At the time that I separated this animal for a toda, I explicitly stated that I'm separating it for a toda and what? And also to be used as my chagiga. Rashi says, last Rashi in the daf, afagav deparish, dechishenadar a toda, pirish amrash yotze ba'yidei chagigaso. So we'll say the novelty in this case is, at the time when I separated the animal for the toda, I did it al tznai, on the condition that I'm also going to use it for my chagiga. So the Gemara says, "Kideboy minei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan." As Rish Lakish asked of Rabbi Yochanan, "Ha'omer hare alai toda." If a person said, "This animal is upon me. I'm taking this. This animal I'm going to use as a toda." The eitzei ba yedei chagiga. But I'm a condition. I'm making a condition. I'm separating this animal as a toda on what? On the condition I'm also going to use it as a carbon chagiga, or harini nazir, I'm becoming a nazir on the condition ve'egaleach tap of chav mima'os ma'aser sheni. Well, it's very interesting. I'm becoming a nazir on the condition that I'm going to use ma'aser sheni money. Remember, I was saying ma'aser sheni money means money that came from ma'aser sheni tithe, money which was used to redeem ma'aser sheni produce. The halach is you have to eat that in Yerushalayim. It's yours, but you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So listen to this. I'm going to become a nazir on the condition that I'm going to use my Meiser Sheni money to purchase my Nazirite offerings. So I don't want to have to use new money to purchase my Karbanos at the end of my Naziros. I'm going to use my Meiser Sheni money to purchase my Naziros offerings. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, does this work? So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh yeah, it works. Amalei Nadr Ve'eni Yotze. It works. And then in the first case, the animal that you pledged as a toda is in fact what? Is a toda, but what? You cannot use it for your chagiga. You still have to bring a new carbon chagiga. And nazir, ve'eno megaleach. Oh, it works. You are a nazir, but what? You may not bring your Nazirite carbonos from that ma'aser sheni money, but rather that ma'aser sheni money is ma'aser sheni money, and you have to what? And you have to spend more money to bring your Nazirite offerings. So the ma'aser rabosai, the Chiddush Arab Shimon Elazar's statement is, it's really answering up the question that Rabbi Yochanan asked, which I should say, the Reish Lakish asked of Rabbi Yochanan. So the halacha is, and we possibly this halacha l'maisa also, any obligatory carbon must come min hachulin, must be an unconsecrated animal. And even if you tried, and even at the time that you separated this animal, you made the separation conditional on the fact that the animal should serve a dual purpose. The first purpose is what the animal is designated for, and the second purpose, again, does not work at all. But lamais, again, you'd have to bring your toda from chulin, and you'd have to bring your Nazirite offerings from chulin as well. All right, then we'll stop over here. Shabbos 8:15. Yaakov Moshe is going to be giving the dat, and the Mirza Hashem. Yom Tiv also 8:15.